Hey everyone, welcome back to Soft Girl Morning, where we dive into all things gentle living, one affirmation at a time. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let me tell you, this topic hits close to home for me. Ever find yourself mindlessly munching on snacks while scrolling through social media? Or digging into that last slice of pizza even though you're totally full? We've all been there, right? Today, we're tackling mindful eating, a powerful practice that can seriously transform your relationship with food, your body, and even your mind. It's not about strict diets or deprivation, trust me, it's so much more than that. So, what is mindful eating all about? Think of it as paying full attention to the experience of eating, from the smell and texture of your food to the sounds and even the feelings in your body as you savor each bite. It's about tuning into those internal cues of hunger and fullness, rather than just reacting to external triggers like stress or boredom. And let me tell you, this shift can be a total game changer. Now, why is mindful eating so important? Well, first things first, it helps us truly appreciate our food. Think about it, we spend so much time rushing through meals, barely tasting anything. Mindful eating encourages you to slow down, notice the flavors, and even enjoy the simple act of chewing. It's like rediscovering the joy of eating. Second, it fosters a healthier relationship with your body. When you're constantly mindlessly munching, you might miss those subtle signals your body sends when it's truly satisfied. Mindful eating helps you tune into those cues, preventing overeating and promoting better digestion. It's about listening to your body's wisdom instead of ignoring its needs. But the benefits go beyond just your physical well-being. You know that feeling of stress melting away when you take a moment to breathe deeply? Well, mindful eating can have a similar effect on your mental state. By focusing on the present moment and savoring each bite, you can reduce anxiety, manage cravings, and even boost your mood. Think about it, wouldn't it be amazing if every meal felt like a mini meditation, nourishing both your body and mind? That's the power of mindful eating. Okay, so how do we actually put this into practice? It's easier than you think. Here are a few simple tips to get you started. 1. Choose a quiet space. Turn off distractions like your phone or TV and find a peaceful place where you can focus on your meal. 2. Engage all your senses. Pay attention to the colors, textures, aromas, and flavors of your food. Notice the sounds of chewing and swallowing. Really immerse yourself in the experience. 3. Eat slowly and chew thoroughly. Take small bites, savor each mouthful, and put down your fork between bites. This allows your body to register fullness cues more effectively. 4. Listen to your body. Pay attention to those internal signals of hunger and fullness. Don't eat out of boredom or stress, and stop eating when you feel comfortably satisfied, not overly full. You know that feeling when you finish a meal and you just feel so relaxed and content? That's the magic of mindful eating. Let me share a quick story with you. Last week, I was super stressed out about a work deadline, and I found myself reaching for chips and cookies like crazy. You know how it is. Stress eating is a real thing. But this time, I decided to try something different. Instead of mindlessly munching, I took a few deep breaths, sat down at the table with my favorite fruit salad, and focused on savoring each bite. And guess what? By the end of the meal, my stress levels had significantly decreased. It was like a mini meditation for me. So remember, mindful eating isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate those little wins. Mindful eating is a powerful tool that can transform your relationship with food, your body, and your mind. By bringing awareness to the act of eating, you can cultivate a deeper sense of self-care, nourish your body with intention, and enjoy every bite. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these mindful eating tips. And if you have any stories about your own experiences with mindful eating, I'd love to hear them. Share them in the comments below or on our social media channels. We're all on this journey together, and let's keep supporting each other every step of the way. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself, nourish your body and soul, and live a life filled with gentle intention. See you soon.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.